Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will offer an update on the case of Chad Williams. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Chad Williams was born in the early 2000s and was raised in Arizona. He attended the College of Southern Idaho from August 2022 until December 2023. He was interested in nursing and wanted to pursue a career in healthcare. Chad described himself as a combat sport enthusiast with interests in role-playing, history, and gaming. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On Saturday, August 1, 2026, 24-year-old Chad Williams drove a white Honda Civic into the drive-thru of the In-N-Out Burger at 1965 Blue Lakes Boulevard North in Twin Falls, Idaho. This fast food restaurant had just opened 8 days earlier. At 2:29 p.m., Chad reached the payment window and rolled down his driver's side window. Using a pistol, he shot an employee named Ashley Garibay. She later died from her injuries. Chad rolled up his window, drove forward in the drive-through lane about 15 feet, and came to a stop. He exited his vehicle, walked up to the car in front of him, and fatally shot a man named Christopher Clonch. A former police officer named Austin James ran toward Chad and encountered him. Chad shot Austin in the arm. Austin retreated and drew a pistol, but he was losing blood from his arm and could not re-engage. He was transported to a hospital and survived. Chad walked back to the payment window a second time and observed employees rendering aid to Ashley. This is the woman he had just shot. He fired into the window again until his pistol malfunctioned. Chad then returned to his vehicle, left the pistol behind, and retrieved an AR-style rifle. At this point, an off-duty Idaho State trooper who was inside the restaurant drew a pistol. He helped to evacuate employees as he looked for the shooter. Chad used his rifle to shoot at customers lined up in the drive-thru, then returned to the payment window for a third time. The off-duty Idaho State trooper and Chad exchanged gunfire through the payment window. This appeared to take Chad by surprise. He could be seen running and falling on the pavement before getting back to his feet. Chad returned to the payment window for a fourth time and fired into it, wounding a Good Samaritan who was rendering aid to Ashley. He went back to his vehicle, pulled out a bag from the trunk, but abandoned this bag before moving to the food window. He pointed his weapon at the food window, but he did not see anyone inside the restaurant. Chad moved away from the restaurant and appeared to be looking for additional people to shoot. A woman who was in the restaurant could be seen running in the drive-thru lane alongside the building. As she reached the back of Chad's Honda Civic, she encountered him. The woman ducked behind his vehicle and retrieved the pistol that Chad left behind. Chad did not pursue the woman. Rather, he could be seen walking through a landscape strip toward Blue Lakes Boulevard North, away from the woman. When the woman realized the pistol had malfunctioned, she dropped it and ran away in the opposite direction that Chad was moving. When Chad made it to Blue Lakes Boulevard North, he fired his weapon at vehicles that were stopped at a red light. Three people were wounded by his gunfire. Chad then ran north toward a Tesla charging station. At this point, a 35-year-old armed citizen named Jordan Salinas started firing at Chad with his FN-57 pistol. Chad was not struck by this gunfire, but he was taken by surprise. He approached a Tesla parked at the charging station and fired his weapon, wounding an occupant. He then fired at a second Tesla, killing a man named Dale Schultz and wounding his passenger. Chad made his way through the parking lot toward the Twin Falls Visitor Center. At this point, the first officer arrived on the scene and was directed toward Chad by the off-duty Idaho State Trooper. Chad made it to the Visitor Center, walked through the building, and exited near Canyon Rim Trail. Employees from nearby stores were on that trail because they thought that the shooter was in the front parking lot. Chad encountered two employees. One of them engaged him in a conversation. This allowed others who were approaching on the trail the opportunity to turn around and escape. Chad fired at the employee and ran southwest on the trail. By this point, the police were closing in on him. An officer found him on the trail and said, "Hey, show me your hands." At this point, Chad brought an end to his own life. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and fell into the canyon. In total, Chad killed three people and wounded seven people. Now moving to my analysis, here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one, Chad was definitely not skilled with firearms or combat tactics. When his pistol malfunctioned, he discarded it instead of clearing the malfunction. He left the weapon next to his vehicle where a woman retrieved it. If she had known how to clear the malfunction, she could have used the weapon against Chad. When the off-duty Idaho State Trooper fired at him from inside the restaurant, Chad fell onto the pavement. He was not calm under fire. Chad was not proficient with his rifle. For instance, when he was next to the pavement window, he fired his rifle from the hip, exposing the upper part of his body to fire unnecessarily. He appeared to have no idea how to effectively use cover. When Chad moved across the parking lot toward the Twin Falls Visitor Center, he started out running, but ended up walking. He did not have the physical conditioning to run all the way across the parking lot. Item number two, Chad probably selected the In-N-Out Burger for the attack because he knew it would be busy. He did not seem to have any plan beyond attacking people at the restaurant. Once he was disrupted by the former police officer and the off-duty Idaho State Trooper, he moved away from the restaurant and found other victims. He was then engaged by the armed citizen. This pushed Chad even farther away from his original objective. Chad found himself disrupted at every turn, never really getting a chance to find an optimal firing position. He was just kind of stumbling around and shooting anyone he could find. By the time Chad made it to the back of the visitor center and stepped onto Canyon Rim Trail, he was completely out of ideas. He stood there talking to the employee for a while before running along the trail. Item number three, sometimes when people think of good guys and bad guys exchanging gunfire during an incident like this, they imagine it will be like a video game. The video surveillance of the shooting illustrates how real life is nothing like video games. Just a few examples. In video games, no one actually dies. In a real confrontation, the stakes are much higher. The people trying to stop Chad were risking their lives. In video games, it's easy to put together a plan. In real life, circumstances unfold quickly. There isn't always the opportunity to find suitable cover or engage a shooter under optimal circumstances. It is messy and chaotic. In many video games, it's pretty obvious who the bad guys are and where they are located. This case illustrates how, in real life, it can be very difficult to identify and locate an adversary. When the police arrived on the scene, they did not have a lot of information about the shooter. Also, they had been provided misinformation suggesting there was a second shooter. The officers had to approach every person like they could be the shooter. This was a stressful situation where a less than perfect decision could be fatal. Item number four, what did Chad Williams and the employee he encountered on Canyon Rim Trail talk about? The employee was a 17-year-old named Braxton Stubbe. He worked for Dick's Sporting Goods, which is 600 feet west of the In-N-Out Burger. During an interview after the incident, Braxton revealed what he told Chad. He said, "I have a family. You don't have to do this. I'll tell you whatever you want. I'll do anything." Braxton said that Chad became emotional, had tears in his eyes, and said, "Just get away from me, man." Despite apparently agreeing to let Braxton go, Chad fired at Braxton as they walked away from each other on the trail. There's no way to know if Chad had changed his mind about letting Braxton go or intended not to strike Braxton with the gunfire. Now moving to my final item, number five. When Chad started his attack, he encountered a large number of brave and capable individuals, people who resisted him, people who rendered aid to the wounded, and those who helped others escape. Bystanders were forced to play the hand they were given. They had to make decisions with limited information after being taken completely by surprise. Nobody was expecting there to be a shooter at the In-N-Out Burger that day. Even so, they resisted Chad every step of the way and proved themselves to be heroes. When the police arrived and started closing in on Chad, he made the decision to end the attack. He was found at the edge of the canyon. He knew he was unlikely to find potential victims there. Chad realized that the end was near. Dying lonely may have been his destiny, no matter what choices he made. Through his final act of terror, however, he also died despised. Chad's attack simultaneously revealed his pernicious nature and the courage and compassion of those he victimized. Those are my thoughts in the case of Chad Williams. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.